The best station on the planet.
That's AJR, way less sad, here on your hit music station, Mix 107.7 and MyMix107.7.com. Good morning, happy Monday to you. I know your day is off to a fantastic start. It has to be, right? You just decided that it was gonna be, and therefore it is. That's the way it works a little bit. Mind over matter, you know what I'm saying? Hey, before we get to our What the Facts, I have something fantastic to tell you about our Big Deal Store. You're always getting a discount on everything in the Big Deal Store anyway, as it is. But tomorrow, on a Tuesday, an additional 50% off of select items in the Big Deal Store. 50%. That's literally half. But you knew that already. So be sure that you hit it up. Again, that's tomorrow, 50% off. I tell you, that's a pretty good deal. All right, now to our What the Facts. And this one, I resent a little bit. But I'm also very appreciative. But I resent, but I'm appreciative. And you'll see what I'm saying. Studies suggest that we should be getting 8 hours of sleep per night. Well, that number has actually changed over the years. As a matter of fact, before the invention of the light bulb in 1879, 10 hours was the average amount of sleep that a person got. Yeah, 10 hours. I know some of us are like, man, I slept 10 hours like one day last year. I know. And that was the average. Oh my goodness. The light bulb changed everything, including resulting in less sleep, which actually makes a little bit of sense. But now, can't live without it. You gotta have it. Just maybe make sure at night to turn on the lights off, put your phone away, get rid of that light a good half hour before you decide to go to bed. That'll help. Believe me. Oh. But I would very much appreciate 10 hours of sleep a night. Wouldn't you? Come on, Tuesday night. Tuesday's
gone. And now, the Roundtable Discussion with Stevie J and Ivy Lee.
And welcome to the Roundtable Discussion. I'm Stevie J, and welcome into the studio, Miss Ivy Lee.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm okay.
Admiring your tattoos?
No, I'm still finding paper pulp on me, and I've showered like 4 times since I made paper this weekend.
You made paper?
Homemade paper, yes.
Homemade paper.
I made paper out of recycled paper. And I've still got paper pulp. I'm finding paper pulp all over me.
But you made paper out of recycled paper.
Yes.
That was already paper.
Yes.
But you made paper.
I made more paper.
Okay, if you say so.
And I'm finding it. So if I leave a little paper trail, you'll be able to find me in the woods. In case I get lost.
Not the...
Looking for more paper.
Don't you wish the paper trail was a different kind of...
This is an actual paper trail, though.
All right.
I'm leaving little bits of recycled paper all over the place.
Here's how it goes today. Dear Stevie J, I had a spooky second date on Saturday. My date and I went to a haunted house. Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's a good date. Good date. Afterwards, we were headed for drinks when we passed a psychic storefront that was open. We decided to stop and keep our Halloween-themed date going. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a
lot. Until...
The psychic individually read each of our palms, and she told me that my date is not the man for me. Let me guess the rest. Should I believe the psychic? That's where it's... Yeah. She said she saw things in the lines on his palm that told her so. Should I believe her? No. Do you think what she says is accurate? Maybe, but probably not. I think I'm just freaked out because of the haunted house. Are palm lines accurate? Look, I don't know, but I would rather discover from the actual experience rather than just take the word. And I'm not saying that, no offense to any of you palm readers who avidly listen to Mix 107.7, but here's the thing. I think that palm lines are actually just from closing a fist. That's my theory.
That's the science behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Also, here's the thing. Here's the thing. They are supposed to read both palms.
Yeah?
Because they line up. Have you ever noticed that? Look at that.
Yeah. Okay.
They line up.
It's like
so don't just read one. That's only half your life. You have
to read man.
Two
did I insult you in any way?
No, well, okay. Just saying.
Have you done this before?
Have you had my palms read? Yes.
Well, it seemed like you were more of the reading, you know?
No, I don't read palms.
No,
that's,
okay.
That's not my thing. But I have had my palms read.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it looks like, and I got told, it looks like half your life is missing. So I put my other hand out and she was like, oh.
There it is. Shouldn't that person have known that's how it works,
you
though?
You know, you would think. That's like, you know, the psychics that don't play the lottery. Why not? Why not?
I know. So one time, a story here, short story, my brother and just a friend, you know, believe it or not, there's guys and girls who could be friends.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
So my younger brother went with a friend to a psychic reading, quote unquote, air quotes. They walk in and the person immediately says, ah, so I assume you two are a couple. They turned around and walked out because
right.
That's obviously not true for them. And they were like, well, you blew it on your first take there.
I'm not going to discount supernatural. I'm not. You know, I'm one of those firm believers in if you believe in something and it makes you
sure.
happy,
yeah.
then by all means, keep believing in it. And one of the, if they're a good psychic, they're reading as a person, right? Anybody can do it. Like Stevie right now is like so just flabbergasted with me that I would even say that without air quotes. So it's just the reading of the body language. And if you watch people enough, you learn that the psychic may be right.
Yeah.
That this guy is not a good guy, but or not right for you. But, you know, a second date is a second date. Try a third and a fourth. And maybe the psychic is wrong and maybe the psychic is right. But you've got to follow your own gut when it comes to that, I think.
And here's the thing. If it doesn't work out...
You can always blame the psychic.
Exactly. Midway to the weekend. Mix 1077 and mymix1077.com. That's the weekend. Take my breath here on Mix. Oh, good morning. Hey, want to remind you guys, of course, you already know, but the Festival of Pumpkins is coming up and it is absolutely fantastic. It's a lot of fun. Lots of great things. Live music, great food, great vendors. Be sure that you hit it up this Saturday in downtown Paris, Texas. I got a new survey for you, and I'm back on the Halloween surveys, so let's do it, shall we? Oh, yeah. This one is a new survey by California Contractor Bonds reveals that 11% of millennials would stay in a haunted house for free. For free. Now, here's the thing. Have I been presented options yet? Because 50% of people say that they would stay in a haunted house for $10,000, but only if they could bring a group of friends along with them. 50% say they would stay in a haunted house for $1 million. 50? Okay. 25% of people would not stay in a haunted house no matter how much money they were given. 70% say that they would buy a house someone passed in, died in, if the price was right. I mean, someone died in the house I bought from 2 years ago. And no bother at all whatsoever. Must have been very peaceful. 28% of people would buy a house that someone was murdered in if the price was right. Yeah, I would still do that. Again, if the price is right. But if the price is wrong, then I'm not buying the house regardless of what's happened in it prior. You know what I mean? The price is all that matters. But I gotta say, I would definitely stay in a haunted house. I would definitely stay if you offered me 10 grand. And I would live there if you offered me $1 million. I'm just saying. So, that's the survey. And, I am stunned that there are actually people. 50% say that they would stay in a haunted house for $10,000. And the other 50 wouldn't? That's a little bit strange. When I met you in Thursday. For the man.
doesn't get a straw and a tax on McDonald's employee. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with a pizza. Florida man arrested hanging on traffic lights. Florida man.
All right, everybody, settle down now. Gather around. Let me tell you a story about a Florida man. Here's the headline today. Drunk Florida man robs a Waffle House with a finger gun. Bang, bang. WTXL says Madison County, Florida man was recently arrested for robbing a Waffle House. Yeah, and did the old tuck the hand in the jacket. Everybody stick them up now. Edward William Rodriguez entered the restaurant and shaped his hand, yeah, just in the shape of a gun, yeah. He told customers, get on the ground, y'all are being robbed. Rodriguez then grabbed a stack of napkins and stumbled out of the restaurant. Oh, man, eyewitnesses say that, yeah, he was a little bit intoxicated. Cops caught him and charged him with assault and unarmed robbery. I just gotta say, look, in no way do I condone the action. Never do this type of thing. Don't rob places. Get a job. All right, that's the proper approach. However, once you get to that point, you gotta do more than grab a stack of napkins. Okay, what are you even thinking? It's a Waffle House. All right, it is a Waffle House. At least get you some waffles.
It's Friday. This is how we do it.
Mix 107.7 in my mix, 107.7.com. Good morning and happy Friday to you. It's going to be a beautiful day today, and I've got a really, really fun little list for you. Oh, yeah, I saw it a little bit earlier today, and I was like, that's really interesting, and no wonder I'm feeling really good and in shape here in October. I'll get to that in just a second, but first I want to let you know, easttexasradio.com, that's where the big deal store is. Before you head out this weekend, yeah, before you go grab dinner, be sure to check out the big deal store. See if you can save a little bit of money. easttexasradio.com. All right, so here we go. This study done says that watching scary movies burns calories. The Herald Review, citing Verify This, says watching a 90-minute scary movie can burn up to 113 calories because of an elevated heart rate and breathing. It's equivalent to about a 30-minute walk. See, that's what I'm saying. Of course, I'm doing my October challenge. My October horror movie marathon. I'm averaging one horror movie a day. One horror movie a day. So, movies that burn the most calories, they've listed five here. Coming in at number five at 133 calories is Saw. Yeah, Saw. I'm going to have to rewatch at least the first one here in October. At 152 calories, Alien. Yeah, always a good one. 158 calories. I don't know how this is not number one, but The Exorcist. Yeah. Burning 161 calories is Jaws. And then number one, burning 184 calories. And I believe this. You talk about an anxiety-inducing film. I'm telling you. Increasing the heart rate, heavier breathing, The Shining. Yeah, I believe it. The music, the setting, the acting done by Jack Nicholson as Jack Torrance has just been fantastic, of course. Oh, man. 184 calories. The Shining. Coming in at number one. Here's Johnny. And now here's Bruno Mars.
Oh yeah, all right, are you gonna be right? And in the end,